Welcome. Today, we're discussing exciting advancements in AI, specifically Anthropic's supercharged Claude.
Ooh, supercharged, you say? Color me intrigued. What's got Claude all powered up?
Well, its research mode now runs for a whopping 45 minutes. That's like 3 times longer than before. Think of the deep dives it can do now.
45 minutes. That's practically an AI eternity. But is it just spinning its digital wheels? Or is it actually producing better results?
That's a great question. According to Ars Technica, it allows Claude to dig through hundreds of sources, internal and external. It's like having a tireless research assistant that never needs coffee.
Sounds almost too good to be true. I'm always a bit skeptical. Remember those early AI research tools? Confabulation Central.
Oh, absolutely. The article mentions that too. They even did a test asking Claude, who invented video games?
Classic question. What did our digital historian come up with?
It actually did a pretty good job, apparently. Gave a nuanced overview, cited sources, even outperformed some video game history books. But.
Uh-oh, there's always a but, isn't there? Spill the tea.
Well, there was a slightly wonky quote from William Higginbotham. Seems like Claude might have, synthesized it from a couple of different sources.
Ah, the good old AI quote synthesis. So still gotta double check everything, even with 45 minutes of research power. Got it.
Precisely. And it's not just the research boost. Claude's also got these new integrations.
Integrations? Like with what? My toaster?
Haha, not quite. Think more along the lines of Jira, Confluence, Zapier, even PayPal. It's like plugging Claude directly into your workflow.
So, Claude can now manage my projects, file my expense reports, and order me a pizza? Sign me up. Though, I still feel like the human element is irreplaceable. What are your thoughts?
I agree. It's all about using these tools responsibly and critically. It's like having a powerful car. You wouldn't just floor it without knowing how to steer. These integrations are definitely game changers, connecting Claude to a wider data ecosystem via this Model Context Protocol, or MCP.
MCP? Sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie. But seriously, this all seems pretty powerful. I'm both excited and a little wary. It's like opening Pandora's box, but for productivity.
Exactly. We have to embrace these advancements while staying aware of their limitations. This beta access is rolling out to Max, Team, and Enterprise plans, with Pro access soon to follow. Oh, and the web search feature is now available globally for all paid users. Great news, right?
Definitely a lot to unpack here. Thanks for breaking it all down. It'll be interesting to see how these advancements play out in the real world.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining this exciting conversation on Claude's latest upgrades. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring the ever-evolving world of AI.
Goodbye.